Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
The Education Equation with College Board President Jeremy Singer is a new podcast exploring real research, real results, and real strategies that improve student outcomes. Each episode, Jeremy brings in experts and innovators in education who are leading on solutions, technologies, and research-backed approaches that move the needle for students. Ready to dive in? Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Visit theeducationequation.org.
The Burt Show.
Talk about some final destination stuff here, man. This is the first time we've been back in studio since that Air India flight went down in India. And 270 people, I think, passed away. One dude on this flight survived, right? And we found out that he actually moved his seat also to be in the actual seat that he was in that saved his life, right? He cheated death. If you have cheated death before, this whole thing kind of fascinates me. Like, you should absolutely have passed away. After that, how do you live your life? Like, do you have like a survivor's guilt? Do you start to look at everything a little bit differently? Like, surely I am on this planet for a reason that I have no idea for me to survive something like this. 1-855-BIRCHO. If you haven't heard this story by now, man, this is it.
If you thought someone surviving the plane crash in India was incredible, then wait until you hear the backstory, because the passenger wasn't booked into the seat that saved him. At some point before he got onto the flight, he switched to a window seat, seat 11A, which was crucially nearer the emergency exit. So the plane came down. Somehow he survived in that seat. He got out of the seat and left the emergency exit, jumped off the plane and walked away. He was the only survivor. What makes it even more incredible is that when there are survivors to plane crashes, generally speaking, according to all the data, those survivors were sitting at the back of the plane where there was less impact. He was sitting towards the front of the plane, and none of the aviation experts I've spoken to can explain any of this. So obviously all the questions people are asking are around how he survived. Was it fate? Was it something about him, something about the seat, divine intervention? The reality is we can't explain it. It is just incredible.
I mean, it's tragic. You're talking about 270 people passing away.
So many people.
And it could have been a lot worse. Like, the pilot who passed away is being hailed as a hero because at the very last second, he steered the plane into a field instead of an apartment complex that was right in front of him.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So it could have been way worse. But I was fascinated by the mentality, the whole thing after something like this. I mean, don't you think, like, this has got to be more than a coincidence if this happens to you, that you're the only one that survived? And when it first happened, also, there were all sorts of rumors that he jumped out of the plane while it was in flight before it set on fire, and he jumped off of the wing, which didn't happen. He said that it crashed. There was fire all around him, and there was just a small hole in the fuselage for him to get out on his hands and knees and crawl through 11A to get out of that plane. The seat that he wasn't even supposed to be in.
That's unbelievable.
What's so crazy is, did you see the reports coming out that there was another plane crash a couple years ago, and there was one lone survivor, and he was also in seat 11A? Like, I feel
I
like,
know.
Yeah, I should have screenshotted it, but I figured I think I might have sent this into the show, but same thing, seat 11A, same guy, only survivor and survived.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. We're kind of talking about either like survivor's guilt, or I'm not exactly sure what we're looking at, but you survived something where you shouldn't be around anymore and how it changed your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I had a major aneurysm in the cerebral like stem of my brain, where my body temperature dropped to like 94 degrees. My blood pressure was spiking to like over 240 for the upper number. life flight, when they put me on life flight, they told, the doctor told my husband not to expect me to be alive when they got me to the hospital. After a month and some incredible medical care, I was able to walk away without any kind of physical or mental limitations. And it has given me a special gratitude, and it definitely changed my complete outlook on life.
Yeah, let me ask you about that, because I would imagine, I mean, the gratitude you must have after something like that happens, where statistically you're not supposed to be here anymore. Does that feeling last long term, or does that sort of just fade away and then you get back in a regular life?
Probably a little bit of both, but for the most part, it's a permanent kind of change. I mean, I was about to turn 50 when it happened, and it's been 2.5 years, and it has definitely given me a perspective on life that I'd never had before.
Sure.
So it's been, it has been life altering, and especially for those people around me, things that bothered me before don't bother me as much anymore, but it is definitely there every day.
Oh, makes sense. Thank you for calling. Yeah, this guy, did you guys see the footage of him just walking out of the plane? And as soon as it happens, he's just walking down the street, walks himself right into an ambulance. I mean, his clothes are kind of tore up, and he obviously has some burns on his face, but he's like limping down the street, just going right over to the ambulance.
I can't imagine what he experienced. I'm sure a lot of that was shock. The closest situation I've had to something like this was I experienced some survivor's guilt, which I'm sure my dude experienced it more because he was actually driving. But in college, we got into a bad car accident on the highway that involved our car and another car. The car flipped over, I think they said maybe four times. And I was sitting in the back, so I didn't have my seatbelt on. I would have if I was in the front, which is why today I wear my seatbelt regardless, and you should. But I ended up shifting to the front and practically going through the windshield at the end of the accident. And initially when I got up, kind of like the guy that you just mentioned, I was walking, I thought I was fine, and I just got to the side of the road. And then once the adrenaline rushed off and the shock wore off, I couldn't walk at all. And by the time I got to the hospital, that's when I had learned that the person that was in the other car didn't make it, and that the doctor told me I was internally bleeding so much that if I was like 30 minutes later into the hospital, I certainly would have died.
Wow. Yeah. That's terrifying. Mm.
When I first saw this news, the first thing I thought of, you know, I relate everything to movies. Have you guys ever seen Unbreakable? M. Night Shyamalan's movie, Bruce Willis.
Uh-huh.
It's based around something like this, where he kept survived something like this, and he had superpowers. So, Mo, you might want to get tested out. You might have superpowers.
I've been thinking it.
Yeah, man. I just think when you survive something like that, you must really be curious, like, why me? Why did I survive? And what is it that you, whoever you're worshiping or the universe or whatever, what is it I'm really here for? Because there's got to be something.
I would hyperfixate on that. And I would feel tremendous pressure to make a difference.
So you gotta make something of yourself now.
You better do something.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
¿Quieres mejor internet? Cox Internet de 300 megas tiene las velocidades rápidas y confiables que buscas. Perfecto para streaming y gaming y trabajar desde casa. Yeah. Todo por solo $45 al mes cuando agregas Cox Mobile. Incluye equipo de Wi-Fi y garantía de precio de 2 años en tu plan. Yeah. No esperes. Cámbiate hoy a Cox. Requiere Cox Mobile Gig Unlimited. Garantía de precio no incluye impuestos y cargos. Velocidad de datos móviles se reduce después de 20 gigas al mes.
Come on, Mother Teresa.
The Burt Show.
People starting to mess with like B and C rated celebrities on Cameo. Cameo, and I'll throw this over to Mo because I think you're on Cameo.
I am.
Yeah, I am not.
You're still not on, huh?
I mean, you broke me after you got accepted and they rejected me. I'm like, I'm not trying this again.
Yeah. So for those who may not know, celeb cameo requests is just you send in a request for these celebrities to send you a video. And for whatever reason, they accepted me about, what, 3 years ago now? And I've had a cameo account ever since.
So when you go through these cameo profiles, you realize like there's not a whole bunch of A-list celebrities on this. What it does allow you to do, though, if you have somebody that you know that is connected to like a TV show or something specialty, that anything from that show or that movie will be touching to them, if this celebrity is part of that, they'll get something out of it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And I think calling them B and C list celebrities might be a little generous. So this is very kind of you to offer them on this Monday morning.
So this is the one that we're going to use as the example that people are starting to use on cameo, quote unquote, celebrities. And it's the one we played for you guys last week. This is from at the Jimmy Clifford, who sent his request to Island Boys.
Sometimes when I'm bored, I buy cameos and I just write the craziest prompt that I can think of. And this is one that I just sent to the Island Boys. Hi, Island Boys. My daughter Chloe is a big fan of you. She's 19 and just got her first yeast infection. Can you give her a pep talk about how this means she's a real woman now?
Hey, Chloe, I heard you're a big fan of the Island Boys. So, yeah, you an island girl. I heard you're dealing with your first yeast infection. You feel embarrassed. Yeah, it's a very normal thing. It happens all the time. Do not be ashamed of it. Let me tell you something. I've dated girls that had yeast infections like 10, 11 times in a matter of a month. It happens. A yeast infection is very normal. Do not be embarrassed. Just don't tell people about it. It's okay. Just tell someone that you trust, and that's pretty much it. And get it fixed, and that's that. And it'll go away. It's not something that's permanent. It's just something very temporary.
You can fake
that. And it's part of life.
It's a made-up scenario.
Yes.
So you're trying to submit a very uncomfortable question that they have to answer in order to get their cash, right? So I sent one last week, and it just came out bad. I sent it to Shooter McGavin from Happy Gilmore.
Oh, yeah. He's not cheap.
He was not cheap.
He's not?
No. He was not.
He's pricey.
Do you want to play 5 seconds of it so you can write it off on your taxes?
I'm going to write it off anywhere, but sure, go ahead.
Joel Darby, Shooter McGavin here. Oh my God, I'm glad I reached you because this message comes to you from your newborn daughter, Joni. Yeah, to you, sir. Yeah, Joel, listen, it's important when a child reaches out to, you know, a celebrity golf player and apparently wants to watch Happy Gilmore. She's a little young. I would say hold off on that for about 11 years.
So what it was supposed to be was, yes, this video came from Joel's newborn, 6 months old now, begging Shooter McGavin to tell her father that he sucks at golf and he's spending too much time away from his infant daughter and he shouldn't do that anymore. Shooter didn't quite get it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So I got to try again. But you guys submitted and it did work.
We absolutely did. So I actually had submitted this for us to do on the show from at the Jimmy Clifford. So I was really excited because I knew exactly who I wanted to use right off the bat because it's kind of a trend amongst people my age on TikTok for this one specific person to do these cameos. So to get the right prompt, I called the funniest person I know, Rebecca, and I was like, what prompt should we send in? So we decided to get a cameo specifically for our friend Bert. And this is what we wrote in. I said, my friend Bert is recovering from a pretty extensive cosmetic procedure. He got limb lengthening surgery.
Oh, okay.
He loves musicals and his comfort movie is Hairspray. He would love to hear from you, Nikki Blonsky, star of Hairspray.
Shut up.
Oh, come on.
To help him get through the healing process. Thanks in advance.
Hi, Bert. It's Nikki Blonsky, and I'm just popping in to remind you that you are never without love. Life's like the seasons with no summer without love. Life's like rock and roll without a drummer. Well, Bert, Abby and I are sending you so much light and love. I heard that you are recovering from a pretty extensive surgery, and I just want to let you know that I am sending you so much light and love and a big virtual hug from both Abby and I. Abby told me just how much Hairspray means to you and that you love musicals and that Hairspray is your comfort musical and movie. So I just wanted to pop in, hopefully bring a little smile to your face least let you know that Abby and I are thinking of you. We wish you well through your healing process, and we wish you all the best. And I am sending you so much light and love and joy. And of course, I am sending you a lot of you can't stop an avalanche as it races down the hill. Never let anything stop your beat, Bert, or get in the way of knowing that Abby and I truly wish you the best. Hang in there, my friend. You'll get through this, and someday it will be just a memory, but I know right now that it is a tough time, so hang in there and know that Abby and I love you. Be well, Bert. Bye, friend.
Well, at the end of the day, they are very sweet.
She crushed that.
She really did. Amazing job.
I have never seen Hairspray, heard Hairspray. I have no idea. I do not like musicals. And it's funny how she went around the actual surgery, never said what it was.
I was a little annoyed by that because I was like, oh, that was the funny part about how we got this like crazy surgery. And instead, it was just like a really sweet message.
It's
I was
so
like, she didn't get the bit.
Abby sent this to me to load in, I was so excited. I was overly excited because I love that movie and I love her.
Never seen it. All right, Mo, what do you got?
All right, I thought this was so ridiculous that there was no way that this man would respond. But he responded, and I was shocked, and I sent my message to Dr. Miami, who is a really popular, he's a really, really popular plastic surgeon out of Miami, obviously. He's done reality TV. Yeah, he's pretty well known for changing the lives of a lot of people. And so I told him that my parents were arguing, that Father's Day was coming up, and my dad wanted, since he was divorcing my mom, he wanted her BBL back. Since he paid for it, felt like that, that the BBL should be returned, and that's all he wanted for Father's Day. And I asked Dr. Miami to try to talk some sense into my dad and motivate him into wanting something else for Father's Day.
Hi, Richie. This is a request from Mo that I think is reasonable, you know? I don't think just because you're getting a divorce, which can be emotionally painful, I'm not denying that, that you should demand that your ex-wife give you back the BBL that you paid for. And I'll tell you why, because at the end of the day, if you enjoyed the BBL even once or twice after paying for it, you know, it no longer just becomes, you know, her benefit. In other words, what I'm trying to say is, you may, although she gets the BBL, you were ultimately the ultimate beneficiary for a period of time. And so perhaps you and your lawyers can work out some kind of a prorated amount that would seem reasonable. But to ask for the whole BBL back, you know, first of all, you can't really take the fat back. It's not going to happen. But even for the money back, I think you should think twice about that. And I know that's what you want for Father's Day, but, you know, I don't think it's going to happen. So maybe just... maybe just get him a cigar and his favorite meal and a tie. Okay. Happy Father's Day.
All right. I mean, all things considered, I thought it was a pretty good and classy response.
It was. He handled it like a true professional.
He really did.
They've all been nice. How much, by the way, did you guys pay for these celebrities so far?
I think mine was $150.
Oh, wow.
Because I paid extra for it to get to me quicker. Okay. Expedited.
Mine was $140.
Okay.
It was $140.
Shooter was $270.
What?
Yes.
Oh, he's still shooting.
Yeah.
Kristen.
All right. I'm all flex because I got an A-list celebrity.
Oh,
there is an A-list celebrity on here?
I got an A-list celebrity, and this celebrity needs no introduction because the minute you hear this person's voice, you're going to know exactly who it is. And I dedicated my cameo to you, Bert, and you did not have leg lengthening surgery for mine, but... You did get your first hemorrhoid.
Okay.
So this celebrity is helping you out with your first battle with a hemorrhoid.
Hi, Mr. Bert. It's your friend, Elmo. I heard you got a hemorrhoid. Hemorrhoid starts with the letter A. Elmo is very sorry about your butt. It's not fun to have an itchy butt. Make sure you don't sit on the potty too long. That's what Elmo's doctor says. Elmo also has some tips for you. Okay. There's a special donut you can sit on, but it's not one you can eat. You can also put some special ointment on your butt. Ointment starts with the letter O. Okay, Mr. Bert. Elmo hopes you have the bestest day. and that your hemorrhoid goes away.
Well done.
Well done.
All right. For the record, that did not come from Cameo because Elmo would never do that in a million years.
Oh, where'd it come from?
So I went to Cameo and I went to like the kids and I like Elmo was my mission. Like that's who I wanted to get. They have very stringent restrictions on what you can request from Elmo. By the way, he's very cheap on Cameo.
Is he?
Yes. I think because for kids, like Sesame Street for kids. But yeah, like you can't do anything like this. I went to a website called voices.com.
Oh,
and I found a man who does Elmo impersonations, and I wrote out the script. He and I had a nice little transaction, and bam, you got your Elmo.
Well,
right.
Well done. If you're ever wondering why Kristen got the Gracie, that's
why.
It right there.
Well played, girl. Well played.
The Burt Show.
Okay, so this weekend I was so excited because I had already missed it once and this was going to be my redemption arc. Last weekend I headed out to Park Tavern thinking that it was going to be the Love Island casting and it was not. And this time around I showed up, but this new bombshell did not enter the villa.
Don't call me up. I'm going out tonight. Feeling good.
So if you didn't know, Love Island was hosting a party at Park Tavern where they were looking for their new islanders to be able to be on the next season of Love Island. They're looking for the crazies, the hot girls, the hot guys. And I wanted to show up, not necessarily to try and to get on to Love Island, but I just wanted to people watch. I just wanted to see what the people were wearing, what they were doing, and honestly, collect some of the rejects. You know what I mean? Like, if you're not getting cast on Love Island, maybe you'll want to come hang out with me.
You're picking up sloppy seconds?
I was picking up Love Island sloppy third, fourth, and fifth.
Rebound.
And
that's sad.
I feel like now we've officially reached rock bottom and we need to pull you out.
I think we were
new
all
rock bottoms at this point.
I know. I think we were all at rock bottom at Love Island this weekend because if you weren't in town and you somehow missed what was going on with the weather, it was a literal hurricane. Like when they said Love Island, they meant it because Park Tavern was flooded.
I was in New York this weekend. Was this Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday was one of probably the worst rainstorms I've ever experienced in Atlanta. I mean, lightning, insane amounts of rain. There was even this guy that was like stacking the chairs at Park Tavern because some of the chairs were starting to float because there was so much water that was like seeping into the bar.
You know how it goes. Like, and this has been a struggle Park Tavern has had for years, which is why sometimes after a rain, it smells a little musty because that place where it sits in Piedmont Park, because it's like on a lower level, anytime it rains like that, it gets flooded. Every single time.
So I had been out on the Beltline all day and I was going to go and I was going to show up and I was just planning on popping in, checking out what was going on, maybe audition and then go home and get some Shake Shack. I got so rained on Saturday. I looked like a wet dog. And so I was like, this is going to be so awkward if I show up because I'm going to be like a wet new bombshell has entered the villa because I was just completely soaked from head to toe. But I had 15% on my phone and I was like, you know what? I need to get the content. Like the people are going to want to know what happened at the Love Island villa. So with my 14% left on my battery on my phone, I took an Uber down to Park Tavern and I was like, I'm just going to pop in. So I roll down to Park Tavern and the first people I see are actually Burt Show listeners. There's this girl named Arielle who was like, Abby. And I was like, oh my God, I've been spotted at the villa. And they pointed me in the direction to go down. You had to go towards the back because the line was so ridiculously long that they couldn't even have it at the front. They had to have you kind of line down the back. And I'm looking at this line and I'm having like flashbacks from Disney. Like it's that kind of line to where I'm like, I'm going to be in here for like 2 hours. So I'm just kind of walking back and forth trying to get like an observation as to what kind of person is showing up for the Love Island casting. Because I thought most people were going to be like me, just wanting to hang out. People showed up and showed out. The girls were wearing their tallest heels, like the stripper platforms with the clear bottoms. One girl brought her dog. I was like, who brought Paris Hilton to the Love Island villa? She had her little chihuahua in her purse. Everybody was in like these neon dresses, like oranges and magentas. And the guys had those shirts that kind of like where they unbutton it a little bit where it looks like they're in Miami and they show a little chest hair. People were ready to get on the show. And so I'm asking people in line because at this point, I'm like, I know it's about to monsoon again. I know Park Tavern is about to flood. What's going on in there? And basically, they had this whole villa set up to where you walk this pink carpet and yes, you could take photos and there was a little mingling area, but they had a full on casting center to where it wasn't like a photo booth. That's what I thought it was going to be. I thought you pop in a little photo booth, you audition and you get out. They had the full camera system. You sit in front of the Love Island confessional and then you have to give like, you know, your 60 second pitch on why you should be cast for the next season of Love Island. And I have to say, based off the people I saw out there, I have a feeling Atlanta is going to have a couple of people on the next season of Love Island.
Yeah.
There were some hotties out there. Now, I wasn't able to break into the villa because, again, it was like a 2-hour line. And I was like, yeah, I don't plan on swimming home after my phone dies. But the amount of people that showed out and put in effort, the people were ready to go. And unfortunately, I don't think there was any drama except for the whole fact that it monsooned. So hopefully everyone got home safely because it was disgusting out.
Second part of reality TV show stuff. Anything on that finding a farmer
wants a wife?
Yeah.
I haven't heard yet. And I'm a little upset because I don't know why. I thought they were going to like message me back immediately.
But you sent all your stuff off.
But I sent all my stuff out. I put my clip up on YouTube, which is where you had to put your farmer wants a wife casting video. Because that's the show I actually have a chance on. I need a couple more plastic surgery procedures. I need a BBL, if you will, to get on Love Island. Farmer wants a wife. They're like, yeah, this girl's a six. Like, we'll put her on.
That is not true. Do not talk about my friend like that.
Yeah. It's like, I think half that show is just farmer wanting free labor. And they're like, yeah, that girl could pick up some hay.
So based on your answers, and we did this for bonus content this week, based on the answers that you gave on that application, I'm sitting here today going, I'm telling you, you're getting on that show.
I'm a little worried that the fact that I've made my casting so public that they're going to be like, okay, we've got what we needed from this girl. We're not even going to entertain
more of that. They can't get enough.
Yeah, right.
They want some more of that. Sure. So fingers crossed for Farmer Wants a Wife.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let's get an update on this crazy email that we got last week. You guys remember this when she got broken up with via Uber Eats and she was not offended. She was more concerned about the dude that was doing the breaking up.
Yeah, so she hit us up last week and she was like, I've been dating a guy. It got serious. I introduced him to my twins. Like, we were... like, I thought this was like a serious relationship. And then she receives an Uber Eats order from him. And no joke, she sent us a receipt. There it was with her chicken curry, a note that said, basically, I'm sorry, I can't, don't hate me.
Crazy.
It was very much a la Sex in the City, but instead of a post-it, it was an Uber Eats receipt. And she's tried to reach out to him because it was just so wild for him to break up with her like that. And it came out of nowhere, but she can't get a hold of him. Phone number's been changed. He's like, all of his social media has been scrubbed. And now it's not even about him having broken up with her. She just wants to make sure the dude's okay.
Right. Tom, you got an update?
Yeah, so I've told you in the past that the way I find people, I have a special tool. It's called the internet. And there's a website that I actually pay for every month. It's about $20. It's called Spokio.com. As a matter of fact, you hit me up yesterday.
I did. So the guy that I got into the fender bender with this weekend.
That's who that was.
Yeah, so I was so shook up by the whole thing that I actually gave him the wrong insurance card. It's an old one. So, and I didn't have his phone number or anything. So I asked Tommy to find the guy, and he did. And I texted the guy. I got him. You got the right dude.
That was the right number?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of hit and miss. So... this guy, she had given us the email that she sent looking for this guy and making sure he's still breathing. He had a very specific name. I would describe it as ethnic. When you have a name that's so special like that, they're easier to find because there's usually only one of them. So I went on and it said the city that he lived in here in our state, and six phone numbers popped up. And usually the first one is like starred and says most recent, so it usually works. So I call the first one, and this dude answers, and he's obviously a very white Southern guy. So I said, "You don't sound like a blank," and I inserted the guy's name, and he goes, "No, that is not me." So strike one. Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, all disconnected. So I did not have any luck with the phone numbers. However, there were four emails available. So I sent a very nice email saying who I was, what I'm looking for, that I'm looking for this guy. I didn't go into detail because I didn't want to scare him off. You got to be real gingerly with these people.
That has not been our experience with the way you handle this a lot of times.
Well, if I'm dealing with... It's kind of a case-by-case situation.
And we don't know if we're dealing with mental health issues on this one, so you really did have to handle it sensitive.
Yes, I was trying to be very sensitive, and so I reached out to four different emails. I've gotten one response, and that was this email does not work anymore. But there are three emails that took and accepted my email, so I am just waiting to hear back. I've not heard anything back from the dude, but... I do have an address, and I was going to ask you guys, do you want me to go to his house?
No.
I don't think so, just because she's concerned that we've got he might have some kind of mental health issue.
Right.
So I don't think showing up, knocking on dude's doors, that'll be jarring, man.
Yeah, this guy clearly doesn't want to be found.
Yeah. All right.
I do want to know, though.
Well, I'll let you know. There are three emails still out there, so I'll let you know if I hear back.
Okay.
The Burt Show.
All right, so I want to run an idea by you guys this morning and see if you're willing to play a brand new game I have concocted in my head.
Okay.
But it might cost you a couple of bucks.
Cost us money?
Ain't the game supposed to go the other way?
It might cost you just a couple of bucks. All right, here is the idea. Okay, you know how I usually do lose Burt's money?
Uh-huh.
Where I give a trivia question, I got $100, and then you lose $5. I want to do it a little bit different today with you guys. All right, I have a trivia question here for you guys. And I would like you guys to go around the room and try to guess what it is. Every time you get an incorrect guess, you put $5 into the pot. Okay? Whoever wins it gets all the money. Whoever gets it right gets all the cash.
It's the first game show that takes money from you.
Never. Could you imagine if you went on Jeopardy? You know how sometimes they end up with a negative point, and they're like, "You know, that's the money you owe us at the end of the game."
You're going to run that.
I do like that idea. We take money from you.
This is a recession indicator.
Right, now, it's a question that was going on online over the weekend, so I'm hoping you guys haven't seen it yet. Are you guys willing? $5 with every incorrect answer. Whoever gets it right gets the jackpot.
Oh my God, we're all so cheap. Whatever. Yeah. All right. Okay.
All right. You want to go for it?
Yeah.
Okay. Here is your trivia question. Kristen, you will answer first.
Okay.
All right. As you are the matriarch.
Bring it. I do have a kid.
What state has the most plastic surgery per capita?
I did see this.
You did. Okay.
No. I know what answer, one wrong answer, but I didn't see the correct answer.
Okay. It was kind of a long video.
Yes.
I'm surprised I got to the end of it. All right. What state has the most plastic surgery per capita?
Okay, per capita. I know for sure one state that it is not, but Texas.
Texas is incorrect.
All right.
All right. Put $5 in the jackpot now. Mo, you got $5 there, dude.
Florida.
It is not Florida. All right. Again, what state has the most plastic surgery per capita? Now $10, Abby.
New York?
New York is not correct.
Dang it.
We're up to $15. What state has the most plastic surgery per capita?
Alabama.
Not correct. What's that, $20 now?
We are up to 20.
Mo.
Like, it has to be something you wouldn't normally guess.
Uh-huh.
Colorado.
Colorado! Denver. So much plastic surgery in Denver, Colorado. Oh nope.
Okay.
All right, 25 bones.
Connecticut.
See, now that's a good, that was my initial answer because it's so close to New York.
Uh-huh.
No.
Okay.
That's not it. What, right. 30 bucks now?
Yes.
Per capita. What state has most plastic surgery per capita?
Are you willing to give us, now that we've gone through two full rounds, a region of the United States
absolutely
to focus on?
Absolutely not.
You just stole our lunch money.
Can't eat till Thursday.
Is it 30? Is that where we're at?
Yes, we are.
Don't tell them the truth.
Can I throw in $5? I got a guess.
No.
Come on.
Nope. You're an idiot savant.
Okay. Massachusetts.
Massachusetts! Yeah, because all those ladies in Boston. nope, it is not Massachusetts. Again, are you thinking close to New York?
I was thinking big cities, but a smaller state, so per capita kind of thing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. $35, Mom.
Man, I do not know. Staying in the theme, Jersey.
Jersey!
I like Jersey.
There's a lot of plastic in Jersey, and it's right over the bridge, right?
Uh-huh.
You are absolutely wrong.
What?
It is not Jersey. What's that now, 40?
For $40, Abby. I mean, none of us have guessed what the obvious is, and I'm assuming that's for a reason, because you said you saw a wrong answer.
No, sometimes it's hiding out in the open.
Well, I mean... No, I don't want to pick the obvious answer. I'm going to go with Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
that's what I was going to say. It's the smallest state. That's all your right. best chance.
And it's also close to New York, and you kind of think, right? Rhode Island is not right. Not right.
All right. I'm going to give our...
45.
I'm going to give our home state a shout out. Georgia.
There's a lot.
Georgia.
But not the most per capita.
Okay.
All right. $50. All right. It's getting interesting.
Man, what could this be?
It's like a freaking geography lesson at this point.
Right. I will go with Virginia.
Virginia.
It's for
Virginia.
Lovers.
It's for lovers. Yeah, and it's close to D.C.
Yeah.
All right. It's kind of a superficial city. It's not Virginia.
Huh.
Nope.
I'm trying to think of the place where people would be naturally like uggos and they would need the plastic surgery.
You're from Florida.
We already guessed Florida. All right, for $55.
All right, what is the ugliest state that needs plastic surgery, Abby?
Let's go with Illinois.
Illinois. You got Chicago.
Uh-huh, right? Chicago.
But it's such a big city, right?
It's a big city.
Per capita, that is not correct. What are we at now?
60.
$60.
How many states have we guessed?
Right. I'm about to run out of the ones I know.
I really thought you guys would get it by this point.
I'm moving away from the Northeast. I'm going to go towards this. I'm not saying that one. And I'm not saying that one.
Don't say those. Those are stupid.
I know. That's what I think.
Those would be the dumbest guesses.
Arizona.
That's a good guess.
That is a good guess.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's a pretty superficial state.
Is it?
Yeah, and it's not huge, but it's not the right one.
Okay.
But it's good.
I'm glad you guessed it. That was my next one.
All right, 65? Is that what it says?
Yes, 65. Mo's at 65. How have we not guessed this?
You guys are stupid.
Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
Some good looking plastic surgery.
But that's the point. They need it. Right.
Up there in the Berg, man. Pittsburgh, man. Nothing but plastic surgery.
I take it that's the incorrect answer.
Yeah,
his reaction is kind of giving it away.
Every time.
Have you been to Pittsburgh? That is not the correct answer.
Abby, for 70. Nevada? Ooh, Vegas? Take it!
Wouldn't that make sense?
Yes.
It would make
it's
sense.
It's not the right answer.
Vegas,
right? That makes sense.
Michigan.
What number are we on?
I'm at $75.
$75. Yeah, all them hotties in Detroit.
Yes.
It is not Michigan. What state has the most plastic surgery per capita? This has gone on so much longer than I thought. I had three other things lined up for this segment, thinking you guys were going to get it really, really quickly.
Here we go. I got us.
Get it.
Hawaii.
Ooh. Oh, come on.
Per capita.
Per
right?
capita.
Broken up into a bunch of islands, not that many people there.
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. At 85, Abby.
Dear God.
Well, just because no one said it, and I'm worried that it is just out in the open. No, it feels so wrong to say, but California.
90.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Moving back to the Northeast.
You're looking at a map right now.
No, I'm not. I'm looking because I'm writing everything down on the soft schedule so we can keep track of how far this has gone and how much money we're at.
You could certainly look at a map. I can't believe we're 7 minutes and 42 seconds into this.
I'm going to go with my home state, Kentucky.
There's a lot of beautiful women up there. I don't know if it's plastic or not, but yeah. Nope, that is not correct.
What the heck?
Not Kentucky.
Mo for 95.
Let's go with...
If we go past Abby, I'll give you guys one hint.
For 95, Mo.
Okay. We didn't say Tennessee yet, right?
Mm-mm.
Tennessee.
90. Is it 90?
It's 100 now.
100 now. Okay, Abby.
Okay, since you're going to give us a hint after this, can we buzz in after the hint?
No.
Okay. Just seems a little unfair that I get to be last. Okay.
We've gone through more states. You have less states to choose from.
Let me think. Even though I can't remember which ones we said.
I can't either. I had to pull a map up.
What if we... West Virginia.
Mount Mama.
What you thought if you sing it?
Is that a real answer? West Virginia? Okay.
No, I take it back. No, it's too late. You said it.
No, that's
right.
Not it.
So for 105 for me, but you're giving us a hint. Yeah, give us a region, please.
Here is your hint. Abby is going to kick herself in the butt for not getting this right. And you guys will know why once I tell you what
I'm
the state is.
Kick myself in the butt for not knowing this?
What?
Yeah, that ain't help.
Because we already guessed Florida.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is where I got my plastic surgery. Twice.
It's a lot of people in Florida. Per capita.
Is it D.C.?
It is not D.C.
Even though it's not
what
a state.
What are we at now?
All right, we're at 110.
You should have to pay double for that. D.C.'s not a state.
I know, but it's still. Maybe it's a trick question.
He said exactly. State.
State. Most plastic surgery per capita. There are only 3 states left in the country.
I'm trying to see what we didn't guess already.
Okay, I'm looking up a map, too.
Maps should be illegal. Y'all are on computers.
Listen,
I'm not on a map.
No, you can look at a map. Why not?
I'm down bad. Did we say Maine?
No. Okay.
For good reason. I don't know what's
left. They have hotties up in Bangor. They don't call it Bangor for nothing.
All right, Abby, apparently we're at 115.
All right, I feel good about this.
All right.
All right, here it is.
Utah?
Yeah! Utah, man.
Secret lives of Mormon wives?
Yes. In 2007, there were 6 plastic surgeons for every 10,000 people. The numbers now, it's more than double that for every 10,000 people. And a lot of people are saying it's because of that reality TV show that you love so much.
We got it.
I got it. Yeah, not me.
It's the Burt.
The Burt Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.